Coach, you come out of your home triangular here today, 1-1, drop a sighting set with Hoxie, and then win against Teal City. Just kind of looking back at today, how did you feel like things were, maybe even compared to 48 hours ago?
You know, honestly, we started out a little bit slow, a little bit sluggish out of the gate today. Kind of reminded me of what we looked like on Tuesday against Ulysses. Something changed, something clicked. We got down in that second set, fought back, fought our way back from being down 5 or 6 points. Never gave up. I was super proud of that. Came out kind of flat in the third against Hoxie and tried to battle a little bit back and forth. Just sometimes we dig ourselves too big of a hole and it's too hard to come back from. But, you know, we bounced back. They came out. I felt like they came out with a lot of energy, controlled the floor the entire game in the first set against Hill City. And then, of course, second game, we got a little lackadaisical, kind of made some little errors. The ball sometimes just didn't fall the way we wanted it to, but still handled things. I have to take away the positives from tonight for sure. Saw lots of out-of-system swinging, which is what we've been working on. If we don't have a perfect pass, we're still trying to get a hit, a swing on the ball, just to put them out of system. So,
I would even say, even from a week ago when you last played here, this is really kind of a totally different team.
Yeah, I think I gave me goosebumps when you said that, but I really hope that as we go through the next month, 45 days, that we just continue to get better and we continue to build on this. They had some excitement and some energy there tonight, and I think, you know, for the first time this season, I saw a smile on some of their faces while out on the court that I haven't seen. So I think things will gel. Keep playing together, get some practice time together. We have, you know, 4 or 5 days of practice here before we step out on the court, and I think that's necessary for us too.
I look at a player they put in there, Kendall Gentry, the sophomore, and if she had like kind of a mile tracker or something, I bet just where she is running all over the court and doing a great job at it, she's put on quite a few miles here probably today and throughout this year.
Kendall's working really hard. We need her on the court for her enthusiasm and her energy. She's learning. She's handling criticism pretty well. I've been pretty hard on her, but she's handling it pretty well. But super proud of her. She's learning her role, stepping into it nicely. There's not very many second balls that we had that she doesn't get a hand on, at least. And everybody else is kind of getting used to that too, knowing that unless they hear her screaming for help, that she's got that second ball. So it's all coming together. It's, you know, new offense. We're less than 2 weeks in on it. So I hope we continue to grow on that and get better.
And especially as Hoxie, I thought, man, Brooke Strine, she's a force in the middle and even on the outside with her hitting.
I'd really hate to see what kind of volleyball player she'd be if she had played her freshman and sophomore year. I mean, I'd like to see it, but she could probably be pretty lethal there in the middle. Yeah, she's getting better about reading when the setter's going to go up and tip and getting up on one here against Hill City. She started to adjust to that number two from Hoxie in that second set and shut her down. And then she kind of – the Hoxie kind of got frazzled a little bit, which is how we got them kind of off their game. If she can continue to rattle some hitters on the other court and make them tip a little bit more, gives our defense an opportunity to get to those tips and set something up and put it away. So,
what do you think maybe you guys need to do to try to make that next step, of course, with a week here before your next matches?
Yeah, reaching for the ball, trying to work on hitting over the block, placing the ball better when we tip, which we're getting better at. We're attacking the right corner, but we need to get our back row talking to our front row about what's open and just more communication. I think with time they'll start to see how important that is, and when they do it and have success, I think it'll start to happen.